I did not become snake bait. I did, however, get myself pitched against the wall like a limp piece of lettuce.
He's waking up! He's waking up!
Pete doesn't let him hang around our box often, but I'd know this chirp anywhere. Fritz reaches down to grab me.
Come here, little fella, he says.
A single finger brushes against me, and a fire ignites in my left wing and burns through my shoulder. My stomach lurches. I look over to see pinned to my side the bandaged mummy of my wing, heavy and dead.
Poor little guy, says Fritz,
slowly lifting me from the glass box and setting me in a nest of towels on the desk. His forehead creases, and a pink tongue peeks out of the side of his mouth.
Don't worry, I've done this before. I was sitting in Grandpa's old food truck in the backyard once, and a robin crashed right into the window. Alistair!
Aggie. She flutters her wings and bobs her head beside me, eyes bright with excitement.
Oh, Alistair, I was so worried. When Pete threw you against that wall, I thought, well, I don't even want to say it, but you're well. You're awake, anyway. I'm so relieved. But Fritz says you've broken your wing.
Her face crumples into a look of utter despair.
How terrible. A bird with a broken wing.
Great. I've become a cliché.
It's okay, though, Aggie adds quickly. You're not broken. Not like ruined or anything. Not wrecked. Oh, dear.
She looks flustered.
Only...
I force a smile. Ruined, huh? Aggie blushes, and the corners of her beak curl into her trademark smile.
Fritz fixed it,
she says softly, then fills me in on everything that's happened while I've been out. A careless lack of consciousness I'll be sure to avoid in the future. After Pete nearly killed me, he was sorry, she tells me. Said something like, if this here bird doesn't shake a leg, my wallet's gonna turn to dust. Aggie thought that sounded very touching.
And you wouldn't believe it, Alistair. It's the first day of summer vacation, and Fritz came in early, and he was able to fix your wing, and Pete said he could work extra to take care of us so Pete doesn't throw any more birds.
Aggie says this is very lucky on our part. Fritz has informed her that he will only be absent when Pete gets sick of him and kicks him out. But because we need so many meals, we can rightly assume Fritz will rarely leave our sides. Aggie's grins as wide as a guinea pig's gut.
Isn't that great?
That's great, Aggie.
He's very happy to help, you know. Normally he's only got his newt, Charles, to take care of, and raising us is good practice anyway, for his career. You're going to love him, I just know it.
Aggie barely breathes between sentences.
He loves the 4th of July and cheese curls, and he absolutely loves bologna sandwiches dipped in grape jelly. They're his favorite because he says they taste like a Swedish meatball. I think I'd like a Swedish meatball. It sounds so fancy.
Across the room, Fritz bangs and chops and mixes mush.
Just getting your dinner ready, he calls over his shoulder. You two are gonna love this. Your first taste of real food. Oh, yeah, says Aggie. Also, he has a magic glowing box.
A what? I ask.
That glowing box, behind you.